It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Based Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to a special edition of Music in the Kitchen. This is a replay of music chosen by RFI English journalists Rosalind Himes and Laura Angela Bagnetto that originally aired in December 2019. And it's so darn tasty, I thought I'd serve it up again. I'm having a hard time controlling these women. I'm with two of possibly our nuttiest journalists in the newsroom. That would be Rosalind Himes, who is, you know, from Cinephile and Culture in France. She's an international specialist. And Laura Angela Bagnetto, who has the podcast Africa Stories in the 55 and does mainly African stories. Yep. Hello, ladies.
Real stories as well.
Hello. Yeah, real, you know, news.
Yes.
Okay. Laura Angela, how long have you been here in France?
In France, 12 years.
And how long with us?
11.
And Rosalind?
Ages. to both those questions. The answer is ages.
Okay. Come on, tell us, how long have you been in the newsroom?
Close to 30 years, Susan.
Hard to believe, isn't it? But true.
It is hard to believe, and listeners, that's probably why she's so nutty. Laura Angela was just born that way.
Well, the service has been going almost 60 years, I think, something like that.
Is that right?
Maybe more than.
In fact, I didn't even know. Uh-huh. Okay, let's start with you. Rosalind, what's your favorite piece?
It's a really difficult choice because I'm so very old that obviously I have loved very many pieces of music and songs over time, and each piece goes with a different stage of my life. I do admit that the songs from The Sound of Music, like These Are a Few of My Favorite Things, is of course one of them. It's so terribly jolly. And then there are all the David Bowie songs, and then he himself had lots of different musical and artistic phases. So probably for each one of those phases, I have a favorite. I like not only the music, but also his lyrics. I think he really was a poet. And the way he used his words and played with them was something quite magical, very often penetrating and food for thought about our lives and times and loves and dislikes and all sorts of things. So I'd say that one of them was Life on Mars.
That's such a great song.
You're not expecting me to sing this, are you?
No,
you don't have to sing it. Okay, so let's listen to it.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America. tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask her to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best.
Was Life on Mars, written and sung by David Bowie, the favorite piece of RFI English journalist Rosalind Himes.
Laura Angela, what's your favorite song?
He's not my favorite guy, although I'd love him, but my favorite song is Weeping Willow by Alton Ellis, the grandfather of Rocksteady. He's a rock star. I love this song so much.
And I can tell you, she does, because when she played it for me earlier today, she started dancing around the newsroom.
I love this song because it's so bittersweet, because life is bittersweet. He's singing these beautiful words, and he's telling the weeping willow not to cry for him because he found his love. But it's still a very sad song, and it's a beautiful song because he's happy, but he's also probably a bit sad. And it celebrates Jamaica as well, so that's always a good thing.
That is always a good thing. Let's share it.
They say that once a tear has fallen, though we look rise eternally. Cry not for me, my willow tree. Don't shed your tears eternally, 'cause I need your tears no more.
Weeping Willow, sung by Alton Ellis, Laura Angela Bagnetto's favorite piece of music.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Susan Owensby's cooking
on Radio France International.
Yummy!
Earlier, when we were talking about singing, Laura Angela sang a bit of a little song she sang when she was very frightened. She refers to Dan, that's her husband. And of course, we have to listen to that one too.
Let's see. The night is young and the moon is high. The stars are up, are high up in the sky. It's about a tomato that's going to become ketchup, and so it's about that. It goes, hang on, hang on to the night, hang on, things will be all right. You can make it fine. Anyway, I forget the words now. I actually sang it when we were like on a moped on a cliff and the wind was horrible. And Dan's like, just sing this song. So I sang it. So like, because I was like crying because I was afraid we're going to be blown off. But anyway, I have to play it for you. You have to hear it. It's really cute.
Well, maybe we should put it on the program. That's Laura Angela Bagnetto.
It's very cute, but it's not Alton Ellis. I don't sing like Christina. I'm like,
none of us sing like Christina.
I sing out of fear. Like, I'm like, oh, so I was singing its song, but.
Tomato, sung by Pink Martini. Laura Angela Bagnetto's song to sing when she is frightened. Hey, takes all kinds, right? That's all for today's Music in the Kitchen, RFI English Journalists' Music Favorites. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm putting together Music in the Kitchen shows with your request, too, so send them in. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, it's time to get all these singers and musical instruments out of the kitchen. I hope you enjoyed today's program, which originally aired on December 7th, 2019, and was mixed by Erwan Rome. The quiz will be back next week. Talk to you then. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch.